Hello, good, how are you?
Good.
Good. All right, Jeremy Bradley here live on the red carpet at the America's Got Talent finale. I'm joined by, I guess Nick calls you the grumpy judge? Piers Morgan is
joined. The ogre, yeah.
The ogre. I don't think that's insulting, do you?
Fairly insulting, isn't it?
I guess so. But the thing is, you know what you're talking about, and I guess that's really what the bottom line is.
Well, I have a lower pain threshold than the other two judges, and Nick probably, in the sense that I take my role very seriously. You know, there's a $1 million prize here. And for that, they've got to be a world-class act.
Now, throughout the season, we've seen you and Howie sort of battling it out. I'm infamous for my questions about describe something in one word. How would you describe Howie Mandel in one word?
Irritating.
Perfect. Now, when you X a lot of people throughout the season, rightly so sometimes. Have you regretted any X's that you've given?
No.
No. Okay. And do you think anybody got ripped off throughout the season? Is America getting it right? Who would you...
Yeah, I mean, you've got four world-class acts there, potentially. Yeah. One, I think, is a standout. I think Jackie Evancho's got what it takes to be genuinely a huge star. The other three, I think, will do really well.
You know, she was out here. She's just a little woman. She's not even in double-digit age yet, and she's already such a lady.
Well, she is. She's 10.
Oh, she is 10. Okay, well, there you go. Well, so far beyond her years, though, isn't she?
She's amazing.
Yeah. Now, Nick was talking about auditions for next season. What can people do to prepare? I mean, how can America outdo itself next season? What would you suggest?
Well, you've got to have great talent to start with. Otherwise, don't bother. You've got to have great tenacity. You've got to be good under pressure. You've got to have a charm about you that an audience is going to like. And you've got to better perform to your best and get better each round. Then you can win.
And I guess you can't be swayed by an ex at all. Don't let that ruin your performance.
I mean, rejection's part of the audition process. And if you get one ex, it'll keep going. I often see how do they react to an ex? And if they pull themselves up and go for it, I like it.
So your prediction for tomorrow night, I mean, the voting's pretty much closed by the time we go to air. Do you have a prediction at all?
I suspect America will do what it normally does and agree with me.
Jackie. Yeah. All right. Piers Morgan, thank you so much for joining us today. Top of the chart.